Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 9th of January. Judas's Penance. Judas also saw his iniquity being laid on Christ. However, this was not an encounter that led to his salvation, even though it caused him considerable distress. Judas's grief was because of the failure of his self-image. It was not godly sorrow. We know this because he did not find repentance, but rather exercised penance in a futile endeavor to reform his shattered projection. The first thing he did was to confess his sins to the chief priests and elders. Then he sought to make restitution by repaying the 30 pieces of silver. Then, in a final defiant endeavor to be the source of his righteousness, he judged himself worthy of death and killed himself. This was not a redemptive action. It led to his eternal damnation. This is the outcome for every person who chooses penance over repentance. How do we respond when our self-image is humiliated or fails? Is this the cause of our grief? Do we then try to recover ourselves through penance, perhaps through confidential confession, acts of restitution and apology, or a battery of good works? When we live in this way as Christians, we inevitably become discouraged in our souls. We are becoming weak and sick, and are in danger of losing our salvation because we are unable to discern our true participation in the fellowship of the agape meal as part of the body of Christ. Our inability to discern our true or sanctified participation is the deluding effect of our projections, which act as a veil over our face, impeding our capacity to receive the light of the knowledge of our sonship from the face of Christ through the ministry of his messengers. We cannot be obedient. With this in view, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls." We must join the fellowship of this wound where our self-crafted reputation is taken from us so that we can receive our name that defines our sanctification. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 27 verses 3 to 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 29 to 30, and Hebrews chapter 12 verse 3. For further reading, Acts chapter 1.